Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
So we do have some updates for you. As we know, in Philadelphia, a suspect is in custody after a shot was fired at police, at law enforcement. This happened last night in the East Germantown section of Philadelphia, and it happened late last night, around 10:30-ish p.m., this followed a traffic stop in the 300 block of Mechanic Street. Police saying that the officers had been chasing a man who had a gunman, when one shot was fired at the officers. Those officers did not return fire. No injuries reported here, but that suspect, that gunman, taken into custody. And the name of the suspect has not yet been released this morning, so we'll continue to follow that, bring you that update. I want to get to an update involving Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner, who is in the news and, in fact, reacting to something that went viral. So in this case, Krasner denies that he really knew anything about this West Philadelphia Democrat ward leader, who, by the way, just resigned on Sunday after this guy weeks ago was convicted on some very serious charges. This was a jury trial in Philadelphia, and this man was convicted of sexually assaulting a child under the age of 13. So presumably 12 or under is the age of this child, and this West Philadelphia Democrat ward leader convicted. Then that convicted ward leader showed up and attended an event endorsing DA Larry Krasner for re-election. So at this time, investigative reporter Todd Shepard did a big write-up, Broad and Liberty, and there was a lot of reaction to that. Well, now Philadelphia DA Larry Krasner is coming out. He's actually blaming his opponent, fellow Democrat Judge Pat Dugan, who, by the way, had a huge fundraising event last night. But Krasner's blaming Dugan for publicizing this whole thing and playing politics.
Well, it is politics because they're going to be running against each other in all likelihood, correct?
Yes. And are you? I mean, that, I guess that's the question. If you're, even if you're not running against somebody, but especially if you are, and this kind of thing happens, are you wrong to call it out? And by the way, he wasn't the only one. At the core of this is Democrat leader who's now just resigned, Stephen Jones, leader of the city's 52nd ward. His very recent conviction has obviously gone public because he was convicted by a jury, and he showed up at this event over the weekend with Krasner. So the story was that Krasner was there accepting the endorsement of this convicted, essentially child sex offender, many even asking if this guy in the conviction, part of the wording, and we looked it up, is, you know, penetrating the private parts of a child 12 and under. The question is, why is this guy free pending his sentencing in May? Why is that even happening? So a lot of questions about this, but for Krasner's part, he held a news conference, doubled down, very angrily denied that he even knows who this guy is, who would have been in a courtroom under Krasner's office, and it was a jury trial, quite a big case. And so Krasner, by yesterday, he was, in fact, hurling accusations at his opponent, longtime Philadelphia judge Patrick Dugan, accusing him of, quote, dirty politics. And so at this point, saying that Dugan is a liar.
Yeah.
So already we have, obviously, this is a heated race against Krasner, but the dispute here ongoing, as many in the city just wonder, first of all, why he wouldn't know a high profile case
right
in his office, and second of all, why he wouldn't even Krasner claims he had no idea who this high profile person who was just convicted.
By the way, Larry Krasner, I was just looking it up. He's only actually 63 years old. He only looks 83. So he's actually a younger guy. I really thought Larry Krasner was significantly older than what he is.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, in this case, his opponent, Judge Dugan's campaign, put out a statement saying that the DA's office is inept or just so broken and dysfunctional that they don't even communicate internally about a high-profile case being prosecuted over the last 17 months. So the jury just ruled, but this case has, you know, been a very big case. So anger back and forth, accusations by Krasner. So we'll follow this one as it heats up, but we just wanted to update you on that story. We have Philadelphia federal workers facing the deadline to share their accomplishments, five of them, and the mandate, they said, has created chaos, stress, and uncertainty. But some federal workers were advised to check with the agency, with their boss, to see if the boss wants them to respond. So we have that going on. By the way, the federal funds that have gone back and forth, the controversy over that, Trump lifted those. So the federal funds right now in Pennsylvania are not an issue. We're continuing to follow that one for you. And remember I told you about that Philadelphia case involving the Philadelphia Quakers and whether or not ICE agents, federal agents, can enter a religious site such as a church or a Quaker meeting center. Well, it looks like thus far a judge has ruled in favor of the Quakers. So we have that going on. This is
why would ICE go to a Quaker church?
In general, I think that these religious groups were saying, because at this point the word was, you know, ICE can go into a church. Mm-hmm. They can go anywhere. It was often considered kind of a gentleman's agreement, if you will, that they wouldn't go into churches.
Right, but I mean, we're talking about illegal immigration. Are there illegal immigrants that attend the Quaker church?
I could be. Yeah. I think either there are or they're trying to make a point.
Yeah. Well, I'd hate to be the guinea pig as the Quaker church. Why not the Catholic church? Why not the Lutheran church? What about a Baptist church? Why are the Quakers being singled out for a test experiment?
Well, they singled themselves out.
Oh, they did.
So the Quaker group, they were the ones who filed this. And this was after, I think, Tom Homan or different ICE agents had actually, I think Tom Homan had made it, had been asked about it. He had made a comment and said, sure, we can go, you know, we're allowed, we can go into a church if we believe that there are especially some dangerous individuals who are here illegally.
He did say he was going to Boston and bringing hell with him.
Oh, my gosh. So we have that going on, which is nice. And I know that you headlined the Philadelphia story, but the latest on Philadelphia is that the insiders now say that the Philadelphia Eagles organization would feel honored, in fact, to go to the White House.
Maybe British tabloids should just worry about the royal family.
Well, here's the thing, is that I think it's that Twitter account that is to blame for this, because that Sun report was from February 4th or 6th or something like that. They just picked it up like it was new.
Yeah, Eagles Nation.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think it's that Twitter account that's to blame for this. Now, now, if you want to be Trump and do a baller move, you don't invite them now.
Oh, my gosh. That can you even imagine?
It'd be great. Yeah. It'd be fabulous. Do what that guy on TikTok said that we played yesterday. Invite the American hockey team that, yes, of course, lost instead of the Eagles.
Truly legendary heel would invite the Chiefs again.
Agreed. Yeah. I would like to see that. That would be hysterical.
Or just Harrison Butker and Brittany Mahomes.
And who's the other Chiefs player that voted for him that he went up and shake the hand of?
Oh,
the guy that kind of got hurt in
Andy
the Super
Reed?
Bowl. No. Chris something?
Yeah.
Oh, the kicker.
Chris Jones?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their kicker, right?
Well, Butker's the kicker.
Butker's the kicker.
Butker's the kicker that did the commencement speech last year that everybody lost their mind over. Yep. He said that, he's telling women to stay in the kitchen.
One team that won't be invited anywhere. Oh, my God.
At one point last night, the Sixers were down by 50 points.
They're not even invited into my living room on the television.
142-110.
Yeah, that's a deceiving final because it was a bloodbath.
Painful.
Yeah.
I mean, without Embiid, he needs some, like Joe Conklin says.
It's over. It's over. Put the flag in this version of the Sixers with Joel Embiid.
The leg has been swept.
Yep.
No mercy now.
No Joel. We lost to the Bulls big time. This is our eighth loss in a row.
Yeah.
At this point, are they just losing on purpose so they're first in line?
Well,
to
it
get
didn't
a
even
great...
look. Last night's game didn't even look like they were trying. Like, honestly, if I was the coach and Nick Nurse said, well, I told everybody to. Mm. I heard a press conference with him, and he goes, I told everybody to go home and figure out what they did or what they can do better.
Yeah.
What they could do better.
Yeah.
Like, I would be screaming at these overpaid babies.
Yeah. Nick Nurse should be running a regional Staples. Dork.
So to the Bulls and the, you know, so it's our eighth straight loss. We basically suck with the 76ers
and
they got the only hope here is that we'll get a first round draft pick. Right? We get doesn't that help us if we're real losers?
No.
Is that football?
The first overall pick would be nice.
Yeah.
First round draft pick is you know.
But if you're a bottom of the barrel loser, doesn't that help you with the draft?
They get more ping pong balls. it's a lottery.
It's a lottery.
It's a lottery.
Yeah.
So they spin the little and they have more statistical odds of the top pick.
They get more ping pong balls.
You get more balls.
Right. They get more balls. We got big ones. We've got hairy ones. Which, by the way, we're going to have to retire this time.
Big balls.
Yeah, she's gone.
Yeah.
But she's coming up shortly.
Well, we got the big take coming up, and we've got a big warm-up coming up. So we are 58 degrees today, in the 50s, near 60 for Thursday. What a wonderful spring warm-up. Enjoy it, because the cool-down happens on Friday. So enjoy the spring-like weather. Hey, go to KitchenMagic.com today. Start your worry-free remodeling journey with a local, trusted, family-owned and operated company that has been transforming kitchens for 45 years, KitchenMagic.com. Kitchen Magic, thank you for sponsoring our first edition, Kale & Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 855-839-1210. We will come back. We will get to the big take. It was a manic Monday for Joy Reid, MSNBC, and a federal worker who started losing their mind in an interview live on CNN. The big take coming up next here on Kale & Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This is the Kale & Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Let's get down to it. It's time for another big take.
The Big Take on Kale & Company.
Which is brought to you by the good folks at Robert Half. The Big Take, a manic Monday. You know, the fallout from the weekend continues with the mainstream media, Democrats, and even now political strategists all trying to cope with the fact that America has tuned them out in large majorities, rejected their fear-mongering, and voted in opposition to them. Sweeping changes at NBC Universal as Comcast gets ready to spin off MSNBC and potentially other properties. The irony of tears. Federal workers in their feelings over being held accountable and once brilliant Democrat political minds going after each other. All caused by you, the American voter, 78 million strong, as well as Donald Trump and Elon Musk. But we begin with Joy Reid. Honestly, I was done with Joy Reid and her canceled show on yesterday's show. We covered it in Monday's Big Take. I explained why I thought her show failed, and I was set to move on to other stories in the news cycle. And then Monday, late in the morning, early afternoon, Joy Reid decided to release a video crying after the cancellation of her show. And it's irony personified on two fronts. She was the kind of individual and the one who would always call for cancel culture, always advocating for the silencing of dissenting viewpoints. And then, of course, her show ultimately gets canceled. And then secondly, she was famous for talking about white tears. Now, she comes out publicly and shedded a few of her own. Here's a side-by-side of past statements of tears and then releasing her own. Listen and watch.
No fair. My body. My choice. Well, here's an alternative thought. Make your own dinner, MAGA. Make your own sandwiches. Wipe your own tears. Troll amongst yourselves with Elon and leave us alone. You got your heart's desire, the president you dreamed of and worship instead of Jesus. And this time, you didn't even have to storm the Capitol, smash the windows, or try to kill police officers or issue death threats to poll workers. See? You did it just by voting this time. Congrats. You got your way. And he even got away with breaking the law. Yay!
My show had value. And that, I'm sorry, that that what I was doing had value. and value. And in the end, I'm sorry, I try not to cry on TV. And I say, this is kind of like me on TV, so I apologize. And then it mattered. I see Karen is there, and she's been texting me as well. And so what I will just say is that in the end, thank you.
You're welcome. You can't talk about tears and then publicly go live on social media to share fresh tears and not expect the media to run with it, right? And more shakeup news coming at MSDNC. According to Mediaite, MSNBC formally announced a series of sweeping lineup changes set to go into effect in late April as the network enters a period of significant uncertainty. Amongst the major changes, Jen Psaki, former press secretary in the Biden White House, will take over the 9 p.m. hour Tuesday through Friday, the hour currently being hosted by Rachel Maddow, who returned 5 days a week in the slot for the first 100 days of President Donald Trump's administration. Oh, and she dropped a big accusation last night. You'll hear that coming up shortly. But Inside with Jen Psaki, which the network said was the new President Cutler's brainchild, has been a success for MSNBC since it launched in 2023, drawing strong reviews and, quote, solid ratings for the network. Maddow will return to hosting her show only on Monday nights, and Alex Wagner, who replaced her in the hour for the rest of the week, will now lose her show but remain at the network as a senior analyst, a.k.a. they still owe her a lot of money. Meanwhile, on the NBC News side of things, NBC's Lester Holt is out at Nightly News, the flagship show that he hosted for nearly a decade. Holt, 65, announced he is stepping down in a memo sent to staffers yesterday, 10 years after he stepped in to replace Brian Williams. But from one network that has lost roughly 50% of their audience over the last 4 months to CNN, another network that lost countless viewers over the last 3 or 4 years, but the theme remains the same. Tears. Cry me a river. This time in the form of a federal employee, now a former federal employee, who was in their feelings over Elon Musk and the email mandate from the weekend. Here is one lady who joined Breonna Kyler on CNN and is mad that accountability matters. Listen and watch.
First, just tell us about this email and what it was like receiving it and what you all have talked about after getting it.
Sure. I got this email Saturday afternoon about 3 p.m. and I felt absolutely infuriated getting this email with a demand within 48 hours to provide a response on what I did within the last week or face termination. This is clearly an attempt from Elon Musk to harass and bully and intimidate the federal workforce, which is part of his broader plan to gut the federal workforce and privatize public sector services to ensure that corporations like his own can get more profit. And that makes me really angry, my coworkers as well.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Your employer emailed you off peak hours on a weekend and gave you 2 days to respond, and you couldn't handle it. God forbid the people who cut you a paycheck ask you to provide proof of performance. And what, you can't handle replying to the email within 48 hours? Most of us that have one of these little smart devices that I have in my hand right now have their work email on their phone, and don't tell me that you can't check your email. You never put your phone down anyway. Too much on your plate? Too hard to process? Is Elon in your safe space? Because if it was TikTok or Snapchat, that'd be done in a nanosecond. Would it not? Yeah. But have no fear. You might not have to provide proof of performance for too long. Yesterday, Politico reporting the following headline: Trump administration backs off of Musk's five things threat. An administration official says it's not a one-size-fits-all approach. They write, the Trump administration, ahead of a Monday evening deadline, is backing off of Elon Musk's weekend mandate that all federal employees submit five things they accomplished in the last week or face dismissal. An administration official granted anonymity to share details about the White House's thinking said Monday morning that federal employees should defer to their agencies on how to respond to a government-wide email from the Office of Personnel Management on Saturday. The heads of national security-related agencies have told employees not to respond, while many other agencies are instructing their workers to comply, according to several emails obtained by Politico. The wiggle room the Trump administration is giving departments in responding to the OPM mandate put some daylight between the White House and Musk, whose rapid-fire effort to reshape the federal government has upended Washington, and who has, at times, appeared to get ahead of the president. Speaking of getting ahead, Donald Trump appears to have done just that. Latest polling numbers out, according to the latest newest Harvard-Harris poll, shows that Trump is 9 points above water. According to the survey of 2,400 registered voters, 52% of the electorate approves of Trump's performance in office thus far, with 33% indicating they strongly approve. And on a policy-by-policy basis, the numbers are even better. 81% support Trump on deportations. 76% support DOGE. 76% support the border. 69% support banning men in women's sports. 65% support banning DEI. 63% support stopping foreign aid. And 61% of Americans polled support tariffs. That is great news for the Trump administration. And despite all the noise, all the hysteria from the media and the Democrats, the American public, at least with this latest poll, have stayed locked in on substance, not sizzle. But lastly, it's actually so bad for Democrats right now that we have strategists on the 18th fairway of life fighting with each other. Even David Axelrod, Obama's right-hand man and mouthpiece, is dunking on Joe Biden's right-hand man and his mouthpiece. We played for you yesterday on the cut sheet the clip of Mike Donnellan saying it was insane to push Biden out for Kamala Harris. Well, David Axelrod disagrees, calling Donnellan delusional. And that's the operative word here, folks, delusional. That word perfectly illustrates what the state of the Democrat Party is. The media and the federal employees who can't handle accountability. Actually, denial is a great word as well, because they are clearly in a state of it. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
Which is brought to you by the good folks at Robert Half. 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Their recruiting professionals utilize an award-winning AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent at Robert Half. They know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today. If you want to jump in, 855-839-1210 on social media at 1210WPHT. And, of course, let your comments rip in the YouTube chat. Dawn Stensland, from Joy Reid to federal employees crying about only given 48 hours to respond to an email to great polling numbers. Your thoughts on everything we just laid out.
Well, first of all, now I guess the latest thing, Elon Musk, I guess there is going to be a second chance to respond. So there's, to me, reading between the lines, I think that it does appear that the White House or Trump is trying to be the good cop and Elon Musk is the bad cop.
Well, that's second thought, we'll
kind
give
of what's
you,
going on here.
We'll give you 72 hours
yeah,
to respond.
So, but, you know, my take on this, isn't it kind of ironic that you have in the media CNN shakeups, you have NBC, for example, shakeups there because you have, you know, lower ratings and therefore the reaction to that and budget issues. And so it's to me, when I look at it, I think, well, isn't it interesting that nobody in the media covers that? They never cover the private sector versus the federal, you know, government employees. Mm. And I think part of this is there's this way back in the day, my dad talks about this. Everybody thought your job was your job, no matter if you were a government worker or in the private sector. If you did a good job, that you would have a job, and that was you would work for wherever you worked, and that was your job. Mm-hmm. And you would work there for whatever 30 years, and then you would retire. Whether you were a teacher, whether you work in the union, electrician, or whether even you work for a corporation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then the things changed, and over time we've seen that in the private sector that's not the case at all. People oftentimes they even will have representatives, and they'll find other jobs and move around, especially. What is it, Gen Z? That's a big issue with Gen Z right now. They'll flip jobs in a year or two. But federal jobs, especially those government federal jobs, seemed like they were sacred, mm-hmm. and that you had that job for life, and it was very difficult to fire you.
Right.
So to me, this is more, really more about this administration changing that culture, saying for any of us who are employed, unless we're self-employed and have our own company, we work, you know, at the discretion of our employer. We are an employee.
Yes. And even great businesses work at the discretion of their customers, because without their customers, they go under. Yeah, it's just amazing. You know, whether you're great at your job or you're awful at your job, the fact that you would be held accountable or possibly lose your job and these people can't handle it or process it. I mean, for God's sakes, let me just give you one as sports. I mean, the New England Patriots fired Bill Belichick. The guy won 7 Super Bowls. He's the greatest NFL coach, perhaps the greatest coach in the history of sports. And they said, Bill, it's time to step aside. So Joy Reid, who underperforms, I'm sorry, you're out. And federal employees, like you're talking about, Dawn, just because you have a federal government job does not insulate you and protect you from the realities of the marketplace. The fact that you would be in your feelings that your boss said, I need, and Elon even tweeted this last night saying that this was basically a little test. All I wanted you to do was give me 5 things that you did. It didn't need to be a dissertation.
Because there's an allegation, even Trump said this, that in fact some of these people might not be a real job. These may actually be, you know, they're trying to figure out where is there a real person. There's a discrepancy here that they were trying to get an actual person to respond to the email to make sure that somebody has that job, which is insane.
Roll Trump, Phil.
Do you think that DOGE could benefit from more streamlined communications? There was that email telling employees to give 5 things that they've done last week. Agency heads then told people to ignore it. But
you heard about the last email that was sent where he wanted to know what you did this week. You know why he wanted that, by the way? I thought it was great. Because we have people that don't show up to work and nobody even knows if they work for the government. So by asking the question, tell us what you did this week, what he's doing is saying, are you actually working? And then if you don't answer, like you're sort of semi-fired or you're fired, because a lot of people are not answering because they don't even exist. They're trying to find, that's how badly various parts of our government were run by, and especially by this last group. So what they're doing is they're trying to find out who's working for the government. Are we paying other people that aren't working? And, you know, where is all that? Where's the money going?
Talk about a poorly mismanaged operation. If this was a small business, the United States federal government would have went out of business years ago. They've got people that are apparently on the payroll or the email server list that might not even exist anymore or never existed in the first place.
Or are patronage jobs where they just collect a paycheck and get a pension?
Oh, my God.
Maybe that's a piece of it. But I think it's also, I think part of what I'm reading between the lines is that any job where you need security clearance, like Cash Patel came out, there were some others. And I think essentially they're saying, nah, we know our people. There are some departments, I think, that obviously are run better.
Yeah.
And so Cash Patel's like, no, I'm good. I got my peeps. Don't respond to what you did, because it's probably, I think Alina Haba, the beautiful Alina, she was somewhere yesterday and she said, well, I can't tell my 5 things because some of them are classified or top. Uh-huh. I thought that was a fantastic answer.
Right.
But the truth is that there are some departments better run and some of them they're trying to shake up and figure this out. And by the way, isn't it funny, you know, that people might not have seen their email, whether it was Friday night or Saturday, but everybody was talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they made it basically impossible if you're a real person
to not.
And they had until, I guess, midnight last night. But then Elon came out last night and said it was subject to the discretion of the president of the United States, whether or not they respond.
It's just, I go back to the lady that was on with Brianna Kyler on CNN, and she's, you know, just triggered and outraged and offended over this. And then it's, well, Elon's doing this for, you know, his business bottom line so he can benefit with more profits. I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm in the minority here, but I have on my phone, I have my personal Gmail and I have my Odyssey email, and I can toggle back and forth between the two inboxes. But even if you don't keep your work email or even your personal email on your phone and you still go to your computer, I mean, most people that have a job that matters to them, I would assume, check their work email at least once a day. So I just don't see the what the tall task to accomplish is checking your email within a 48-hour span and responding back. Like, if Stalker were to send out an email saying, and Stalker doesn't send these emails like with these mandates, but we do these Odyssey online portal trainings, and sometimes Nick Cale forgets to do them. So he'll say, I need you to get this done within the next 24 hours. Like, what would I do? Am I going to, like, reject Stalker's email and then go down the hall to one of our bosses and say, Greg told me I had to respond in 48 hours. This is unfair, Mr. Yagaroff. Can you call the brand manager into your big palatial office and give him the riot act? Like, these people are so coddled. I really thought it was a generation thing. I don't even think, Dawn, that it's Gen Z anymore or baby millennials. It's just, hey, I work for the federal government, so stay off of my back. I'm good. Short of committing a crime, I'm untouchable. You're not.
You're right, Nick. And that's just it. That they're so the bigger picture here is that it's a shakeup, and it's happening at the same time as the media, too. And so this is the Trump effect. That this election, and it's really the citizens' effect, maybe, because we the people, we those evil MAGA people. I mean, that's as far as my reaction to Joy Reid. Anybody who loses a job, you feel like you've been kicked in the stomach. But for her, she was so nasty to a group of people because of our beliefs, because of the way we voted. And she was really nasty for years. Mm-hmm. She'll be fine. She was paid a ton of money, and maybe she'll spend more time with family and find herself, whatever. But I also think you choose to cry like that. She chose to put on that show, and which is why Megyn Kelly didn't buy it, and then Don Lemon went after Megyn, which was totally inappropriate.
I love it.
Whatever.
Media wars.
But I think it's a cultural shift.
Overpaid after babies.
What's that?
They're all overpaid babies.
Yeah, they're very wealthy, and I think most of us could only wish that we had their problems. Even though they're maybe out of a job, they still have so many millions of dollars. They made so much cash that these individuals will be just fine.
Yep. 855-839-1210. If you want to jump in on the conversation, let's make sense of everything that transpired chronologically yesterday with the Philadelphia Eagles and the White House and the invitation that was never sent, the reporting, the misinformation, the premature outrage. All of it is on the other side. But first, right now, a word from my friends at Natural Lawn of America, because we all want that beautiful turf. And when choosing a lawn care service, it makes sense to hire a company that provides better results and is safer for not only you, but your family, as well as your pets. That's why I chose Natural Lawn of America, because it is my lawn care company. At Natural Lawn, they believe in growing greener, healthier lawns without the harsh chemicals. They use environmentally friendly products to keep your lawn lush and green while protecting the safety of your family and pets. From organic fertilizers to safer weed and insect controls, they make sure that your lawn thrives naturally, season after season. But don't just take my word for it. Join the growing number of homeowners and those that even have a piece of property that's not necessarily a home. You might have a lot that you're getting ready to sell, or you might have a baseball field, or maybe you're lucky enough to have your own golf course. I don't know. Homeowners that are switching to Natural Lawn Safer Services couldn't be happier, and they have already started enjoying beautiful, eco-friendly lawns in warmer areas. And before you know it, it'll be warm here as well, and your grass will be back. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program today, and you can get free seeding every year. How about that? Free seeding every year. If you want a greener, healthier lawn plus free seeding, call Natural Lawn today at 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Philadelphia Eagles, your Super Bowl champions, and the Trump administration, and going to the White House, which historically, the invite usually comes out, I believe, in March. But the team that wins the Super Bowl traditionally doesn't attend until the summer, when things slow down during a dead period, you know, after the NFL draft and after free agency and things like that. Usually in May or June, I believe, is when this occurs. But of course, everybody's going nuts because The Sun, which is essentially a British tabloid, or like the British version of the New York Post, reported before the Super Bowl that the Philadelphia Eagles would not be attending the Super the White House if you know they won the Super Bowl. To which Eagles Nation, a Twitter feed in Philadelphia with over 200,000 followers, started to re-aggregate the story and get a lot of clicks and attention, and that caused everybody with a platform under the sun to lose their mind, including, and I'll go in order here, Megyn Kelly on her satellite radio show read a tweet from one of her listeners called Toxic Cowboy, who said, quote, "Wish I had known this before the Super Bowl. I wouldn't have wasted my time rooting for them. Eagles fan, your team sucks." Kelly concurred, saying, "Same. Go F yourself, Eagles," the SiriusXM host said. Apparently her husband, Doug, is a fan, which is why, quote, she got on board, but then said, F this BS. Mm-hmm. So then Clay Travis comes out and says, "I have a source at the White House," which I tend to believe because the guy was just there and was broadcasting like Zioli was and many others were. And, you know, he always has people from the White House on his show. And he tweeted, "The Philadelphia Eagles have not rejected a White House invite. The reports that have gone viral on social media are fake news. The White House has not even sent the official invite to the Philadelphia Eagles yet. In fact, it's so accurate that even Jake Tapper, fake strapper from CNN, climbs into Clay's mentions and says, 'Yes, Clay, this is my understanding as well. Not sure how this rumor got started,' which you will never see Jake Tapper and Clay Travis on the same page on anything." So Adam Schefter, who's in the know for ESPN, NFL reporter, puts out the tweet saying, "To those wondering, Eagles sources say the team is planning on visiting the White House this offseason, and they look forward to receiving its invitation." So apparently, the Philadelphia Eagles, once they get the formal invitation, will accept. They will go. They will go. Locally, it was confirmed by John Clark, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Source confirms the Eagles will go to the White House to celebrate their Super Bowl championship if they are invited. So in theory, technically, it's in the Trump administration's court. The ball is in their court. I would assume they will offer the invitation and the Eagles will go. Will all 53 players go? Maybe not. Maybe it'll be 42 of 53. I don't know. Lastly, because I said I was going to do this, and I'm serious. I have no problem blasting Joy Reid or Mark Levin or anybody in between. It don't matter to me. I don't work for anybody that's, quote, on my side of the team. I give you my honest opinion. I saw this tweet from Mark Levin last night, and it pissed me off. He says, "The Philadelphia Eagles, as a Philadelphian, I've been an Eagles fan since I was a kid. When the current left-wing a-hole owner and the current roster of players, all of whom are temporary bearers of the Eagles brand, which predates them and will outlast them, put their own selfish egos and political partisanship ahead of many Eagles fans. It was a big F-U to us, not to mention disrespectful of the president and presidency and tradition." That's the only part I agree with, is like, I think you just go for the sake of the office. "Glory is fleeting. Stupidity is forever. I'll remain an Eagles fan. It's in my blood. It long predates these people. The memories run deep, but I'll never be a fan of this kind of BS. And I'm confident I speak for many Eagles fans, including those who gave a roaring ovation for President Trump at the Super Bowl. You have now embarrassed and disrespected us." Little premature there, Marky boy. First of all, the Eagles, and I know he's got
what I said, by the way, yesterday.
And I know Mark has the Constitution memorized and can cite it verbatim. But Mark, let me explain this to you. So when the Eagles won the Super Bowl 7 years ago, that roster that rejected the invite to Trump's administration, do you know how many of those 53 guys that are on this roster today were on that team 7 years ago? Because you're a staunch Eagle fan, right, Mark? That's what you said in your tweet. You live and bleed the Eagles, blah, 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 blah. You know how many were on that team? Four out of 53. So this team does not speak for the last team does not speak for this team. And I don't really have an opinion one way or the other on Jeffrey Lurie. I've never met the guy. I've never dealt with him. All I know is he's done a really good job owning a football team where they've been, you know, kind of the model franchise short of the Patriots or the Steelers for the last 25 years. But like, this is not the same team. And also, come on, Mark, you should know this of all people. Everybody on this show knows this. The landscape is different this time around. The narrative is different. Trump's wildly popular. He won the popular vote. It's not toxic. It's not taboo. There are more people today, I think, that not only like Trump versus hate Trump, but more people today, and I think this is really what we're talking about here in the last 4 months, more people trust Trump today than they trust the mainstream media. Think about that. So, Mark Levin, you're way off on everything. Megyn Kelly, you shot your nut way too quick. And the fact that Jake Tapper and Clay Travis agree shows that everybody that rushed to judgment yesterday for clicks and, you know, going viral, you're a D-bag. Just how about get it right instead of getting the hot take first? Is that too much to ask for? I don't know. Maybe I'm doing it wrong. But then again, the January ratings came out, and that would say otherwise. I think we're doing it right. So, Megan, your thoughts.
Megan, apologize to Doug.
Yes.
The husband was right.
Yes.
Shut it.
Yes.
But I give her a pass because Don Lemon sort of rock, paper, scissors. Don was so inappropriate.
What did he say now?
Oh, he was so nasty to...
We have the audio. We'll play it later.
Okay. Well, again, here's the thing. Look, I would like to see the Eagles go. I would like to see my team go, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican. And I said this yesterday verbatim on the show. One time, I'd like to go to the White House. Bucket list item. Don't need to go three times. Don't need to do a show there five times. Kind of like Radio Row on the Super Bowl. Kind of like going to WrestleMania. Want to do it one time in my life would be very, very cool. But like this notion that you're going to be ticked off and not. So you're. Let me get this straight. This Eagles franchise has won two Super Bowls in the last 4 years. If, in theory, they would reject the offer, you're not going to watch the Eagles because they didn't go to the White House. And again, I think they should. But this, to me, is not the same as 7 or 8 years ago when Kaepernick was kneeling and disrespecting the anthem. This is not like putting those socks on that depicted cops as pigs. I mean, to me... If the Eagles don't go, I'll be disappointed. That's how I would characterize it. I would not blackball the Eagles from my Sunday viewership as my form of entertainment during the fall because they rejected it. But as I said all along, my prediction was they will go because A, this is a different roster, and B, the second time around with Trump, it doesn't have the stigma that it had 8 years ago.
Should I stay or should I go now?
I don't understand why this was such a convoluted story yesterday. Probably because of social media and people getting things wrong.
Mm-hmm. The real Ron Swanson says, Nick, you calling out Mark Levin is like Clayton calling out Doc Holliday.
I don't know. Everybody bows down to Mark Levin like he created the format, like he's Rush Limbaugh. Guy was on at night. Give me a break.
By the way, the only person who was correct, well, who kept the faith on the show yesterday was Don. So, kudos to you, Don.
Yes.
But I did listen to my boss who says, you know, Greg says, don't get your news from Twitter.
Thank you.
Which I never do.
Well, maybe that's the thing.
So, not everything needs to be on Twitter.
There it is.
So
can we stop getting our news from Twitter? Yeah. And we yesterday when we reported the story from Eagles Nation, we were very, very clear to say, we have no idea if this is true. This could be a bogus report.
Right.
So.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think we were all right. I said they would go. Dawn, you said what you said. And Stalker, you say again, stay off social media. Once again, Kale and Company collectively getting it right.
Boy, the YouTube chat is not happy with you, Kale.
Good. That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right, but I'm not going to be happy with you either because we need to break.
That's right. I blew the clock.
Six minutes ago.
I did. 855-839-1210, the phone number. It's Kale and Company. Dawn's news is next. And then a great story that we have to get to that I think is fascinating. We'll take a little pivot from the heavy stuff with the Trump administration. But Elon Musk, we have to talk about this. He's a character. I'll leave it at that. Back after this. Stay right there.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.